So in case you didn't know, the world of artificial intelligence is here, and it's here to stay. There are people in two kind of camps, though. Those who think it's great and useful, and those who are afraid it will take over online business. In this episode, I'm going to share with you how you can have both thoughts about it and have it work in your favor. Hey there, welcome to another episode of the She's Building a Dream podcast. I'm Kristen, and I am thrilled that you are here. I've been an online business owner for over 7 years, but before that, I was a teacher with a master's degree for 10. Now I focus on helping online business owners like you learn how to create and design online courses that actually get their students results, which in turn will showcase you as the expert you are, create a bigger impact, and increase your income. If you love this episode, take a screenshot and post it on Instagram while also tagging me at She's Building a Dream so we can celebrate the work you are doing. Together, we are going to ignite your passion, create more income for your family, and make a bigger impact on the world. Let's transform your life and legacy starting right now. So I'm not going to pretend or lie. When artificial intelligence first came out, I was kind of nervous. I was thinking, wow, so people can just generate these ideas that other people usually coach them about or talk to them about or teach them about. That's really scary to me because I was thinking that what I do for my clients or what I do in the course mapping workshop could be replaced by artificial intelligence. But it's not really true. It can't really replace what we do as humans. So it's here to stay, and we have to embrace it. Instead of resisting it or turning your blinders on it, I want to help you to see how you can use it with course creation and how it will help to kind of take the pressure off of you as a new course creator. Because I really had to sink my teeth into this and really start to understand what it was and how you use it. I'm specifically talking about the OpenAI ChatGPT because that's the thing I've had the most experience with. So if you're not familiar with the tool, you can go online and get a free account, openai.com, and you could try ChatGPT. You can have a free account. You do not need a paid account, but you can go ahead and type in different topics and things will come out. It truly is incredible and a little scary, but truly incredible. And I am trying really hard to embrace it because I know that this could change a lot of things, but we need to roll with the times. We need to kind of roll with what's happening in our world, what's happening with technology, and be okay with it. It's the same thing what happened when Facebook came out. People were kind of reluctant to it. There's a lot of people that wouldn't go on it. Even when the internet first came out, people were really reluctant. I remember I was one of, this will probably age me a little bit, I was one of the only families that I knew that had the internet. And it was back when the AOL days, when you had to get a CD. And I remember my sister used to get these free 30-day trial CDs in the mail, and we would put it in the computer. We'd get AOL for 30 days for free, and it would be the dial-up, you know, and make that whole crazy dial-up noise if you're old enough to remember that. And I remember not everyone understanding what it was. And then I remember my dad saying something to me that someday the internet was going to be replaced by people just plugging something in the wall. And he was so excited to tell me that, and I was so confused by it. But now I get it. And look it, now we're sending satellites up in space, and that is controlling our internet way down here on Earth. So technology moves fast. And as an online business owner, you can be afraid of technology. You can say you're not good at technology, and that's okay to say, but you also need to embrace it. So I'm hopeful that if you're anything like me, you're starting to embrace the OpenAI, the ChatGPT, and thinking about how it could actually help instead of hinder the online business world. Now, you know, I'm all about creating an effective course, one that truly gets people results, because I know that when we get people results, we actually bring out social proof and testimonials, and that's what brings people to you. That's what brings referrals. That's why people have such good affiliate programs, which is something we're actually starting to explore. But the idea of an affiliate program is that people are sharing their results and their testimonials, and that is giving people proof that that is something that they enjoy and liked and saw results with, so they want to share with others. It's something similar. Or even if you're going on Amazon, if you purchase something on Amazon, you're likely reading the reviews. Oh my gosh, I probably read Amazon reviews almost every day. That's kind of crazy to admit, but I was just searching for something on Amazon today and I was reading the reviews. I really love it when people put pictures of the item because then I can kind of visualize it a little bit better. But we read the reviews. It's the same thing when people are creating or when they want to purchase a course rather. So when they purchase a course, if they see unprompted testimonials like screenshots of the results that somebody is getting, that is making people want to purchase more than anything. Same thing with Amazon reviews. I don't know about you, but there's definitely times where I don't purchase something because of what the review said. But then there's also times that I do purchase because of what the review said. So the reviews are important. It's the same kind of thing. So we know that we need to create an effective course that truly gets people results so we can get those kind of reviews. And I don't think artificial intelligence can replace that. We can't replace that human connection, and we can't replace what we can do as an online course creator and how we can help impact and serve other people. Now, there is more to creating an effective course than just the actual course content. You can't just put together a great course content and expect your students to get results. There are way more pieces than just a course outline. So a lot of programs, even Kajabi is now using, and we are Kajabi users here, but Kajabi is now using an AI tool for you to generate your course outline. And I played around with it a little bit. And it is a pretty good tool. Does it replace a human? Not totally. But it can also give you the ideas that you are missing. It can help you to fill in the holes of things that you need filled in. However, there are learning strategies and engagement strategies you need to use in order to get your students results. And I'm not talking about just giving them a badge when they complete something, because that's what people think right away. Oh, we have to give people badges and gamify. Yeah, that could be one strategy, but there's way more. If you want to know 4 secrets to creating an online course that actually gets people results, make sure you head to my website, shesbuildingadream.com/secrets, to learn those secrets. You can download the guide there and learn what the secrets are to actually getting your students results. Now, as I said, artificial intelligence can help you to take the pressure off. So what that means is that artificial intelligence can help you when you have writer's block, when you're just struggling to write. My husband and I were having this conversation last night. I was really tired yesterday, and so was he. Our dog woke us up, our child woke us up, and it was just a rough night. So we were both really tired. And his job does not have him sitting at a desk at all, ever. And he said to me, "I don't know how you can sit when you're tired and work." And honestly, I can't. My brain just doesn't work. Things don't fire, you know, like it just doesn't work. And so he said, "I don't know how you can do that. I wouldn't be able to do that." Same thing for me. So on those days where I just feel like I can't get the ideas to flow, I can go into ChatGPT, type in creating a email, like something like create an email about my podcast. And you'd be really surprised what comes out. It's really, truly, truly incredible. Honestly, a little bit scary. I'm still scared of it a little bit, but it can help you to take the pressure off. Also, when you're creating your course and you're thinking, do I really have the right pieces? Is there something that I'm missing in my course creation? Is there something in the outline that I'm missing? Is there something in the map that I'm missing? Or what's another way to describe this? Or tell me all the pieces of XYZ, okay? You can use OpenAI to give you course content on your specific topic. So for example, I asked it, how to create a garden. And these are the steps it told me. Determine the type of garden. Choose a location, prepare the soil, plan the layout, select plants, plant the garden, maintain the garden. So maybe you look at these and think, I forgot to talk about choosing a location. That is something valuable I need to add in my course. Then you can add that in your course. This is the right way to use it. It's not about replacing you or your brain or your content. It's about kind of filling in the holes and filling in those pieces that you feel like you're just missing and you just need to add a little bit more. It mostly helps with writer's block. And there are definitely other ways that you can use it too that I've been hearing other people talk about. Some of my clients are talking about how they're using it, and it's actually quite interesting. So a few ways you can use it is to generate some content ideas. I was doing this just the other day, some ideas about content. You might type in one mistake people are making about XYZ, or why should people do XYZ? And it's amazing what it comes up with. And you can put it in more than one time and it comes up with more ideas. It's truly, truly incredible. Then you can also generate sales copy emails. If you're not sure, if you're just struggling with what to write in an email, it is amazing. I can't even imagine what this would have done for me when I first started my business. But you can start and have it write a sales copy email for you. I just did it today, just out of curiosity. It wasn't quite my style. I definitely wouldn't copy and paste, but it definitely gave me a structure to follow for the sales copy email. You can generate other email copy too. You can generate website copy. One of my students was telling me the other day that she even used it to create the About Me page on her website. Isn't that crazy? So she typed in who she is and a little bit more about her, and it created an About Me page. It created all the content for how she should write about herself. Isn't that amazing? So the key is to take all of these ideas and put them into a document where you can use them as an idea bank. So as you are pulling in ideas on ChatGPT, put them in an idea bank. So you could do a Google Doc, Google Drive. You can pop it into Trello. We use Asana too. We put it in Asana. So you can put it in different places so that the next time you're struggling to write an email, to write copy, to write content ideas, you can go in there and think, all right, I can spin off of this. Or if it's a day where, like me, somebody woke you up all night, or a dog or a child woke you up and you just really can't think, you can use it then when you just need some help creating the structure, and you can go from there. Now, we need to make sure we are moving with the technology. When it comes to online marketing, because it moves fast and we need to stay in the loop. It's kind of like when Clubhouse first came out, if you were around for that. Clubhouse came out and I didn't think it was going to be something that would last, but a lot of people hopped on it because it was new. And some people created a huge following on it very fast because they leaned into it. Same thing with Instagram Reels. They came out, people started doing them, they started creating a huge following for it. Then before you know it, they were talking about Instagram Reels and teaching about Instagram Reels, but they're leaning in. When TikTok came out for businesses, a lot of people used TikTok and blew up from that. I'm sure the same thing happened when podcasts came out. I wasn't around for that part, but you never know. So it's important for us to move with technology and lean in. Try not to resist it like I did in the beginning. As one of my clients said, now we know how librarians felt when the internet was created, right? So the librarians were probably worried that they wouldn't have a job anymore when the internet was created. And we can't think that way about online business. We need to think about how this is going to help us to better our industry and our field. OpenAI isn't the end-all be-all, and it definitely won't replace an effective course. But if you use it to your advantage when you have that writer's block, you will stay on the path of creating a truly, truly amazing online course that will impact hundreds of people if you just take action and get it out there. That is the key. We need to take action.